from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first day headlines. Indonesia and Russia organize interfaith dialogue. Ministry of Youth and Sport trains anti-drug cadres. Now the news in detail. Indonesia and Russia, two countries with multi-ethnic culture and religious backgrounds, have organized an interfaith and media dialogue held at the Civic Center of the Russian Federation in Moscow. For Secretary of the Indonesian Embassy's Information, Social and Cultural Affairs, Anjay Diana in Moscow, told Antara in London on Monday that the roles of state, people and media were very important for building tolerance, harmony and world peace, including for overcoming various global challenges. She said that the two countries should preserve their diversities, which constitute wealth, as the strength and a uniting factor of the nation. The dialogue of the two countries carried a theme, forging a resilient state and civil society toward religious harmony. Attending the dialogue included government officials, religious figures, academicians, media representatives, and social observers of the two countries. As reported by Antara, Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Cecep Herawan, as chair of the Indonesian delegation, described the interfaith dialogue as a step to improve mutual understanding and tolerance. Meanwhile, Russian Chief Delegate Konstantin Suvorov said the Interfaith Dialogue Forum, promoted by Indonesia, was a forum for the state to learn from each other in fostering tolerance and creating a pluralistic society. The Ministry of Youth and Sport, in cooperation with Nusantara Village Young Generation Organization, is organizing anti-drug cadre training in 5 districts in Aceh Province. The ministry said in a press statement made available to Antara on Sunday, September 16, said that the training will last until September 23 in the districts of Aceh Jaya, Biren, Banda Aceh, PD and PD Jaya Regency. Deputy for Youth Development of the Ministry of Youth and Sport Arifin said the training in the 5 districts was carried out as a follow-up to the induction of anti-drug corps cadres conducted early this month. The anti-drug corps cadres are expected to have the competence in providing education for the people, particularly younger generation, on the importance of knowing the danger of narcotics. Based on a survey conducted by the National Narcotics Agency, BNN, and the University of Indonesia, about 70% of drug addicts are members of the younger generation. Antara reported that currently at least 4.5 million Indonesians are drug addicts. According to the BNN's data, the prevalence of drug addicts in Indonesia continues to reflect an upward trend. In 2008, the number of drug addicts was peaked at 3.3 million, However, Indonesia is facing challenges in its effort to fight drug trafficking. Legislative Committee of the International Council of Women established an action plan for 3 years ahead of the 35th General Assembly in Yogyakarta on Sunday, September 16. Vice President of the International Council of Women, Christine Nock, from New Zealand, said that the action plan includes women stages, sustainable development, prosperity, communication, and social issues. Christine Nock explained the action plan would take part the elaboration as the elaboration of the 35th International Council of Women's General Assembly's resolution that must be carried out by each division. Escorted by Antara, the International Council of Women's resolution will comprise 7 actual issues, namely reminder of internet's detrimental impacts for children, and of violence against elderly, challenges and empowerment of women in the sub-Saharan region, access to education and information on environmental preservation, availability of clean water, as well as eradication and termination of sexual abuse. The General Election Commission, KPU, held a plenary meeting on Sunday to improve the final voters list DPT recapitulation as the result of the improvement nationally. The meeting discussed the sweeping of voters' data after the election supervisory body Bawaslu and a coalition supporting presidential and vice presidential candidates Prabowo Subianto Sandiaga Uno found multiple voters in the DPT. The General Election Commission would provide an opportunity for all parties to express their opinions regarding the recommendations of the Bawaslu. Escorted by Antara previously in the 2019 election DPT set by the KPU on September 5, 2018, there were 187,781,884 registered voters, of which some 185 million live in the country and around 2 million abroad. The General Election Commission did not want to double DPT to be used by certain parties in the 2019 elections. He wanted the next year's elections would have quality without being disrupted by multiple voter issues. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. State-owned railway operator PT Kereta Api Indonesia for Tanjung Karang Regional Division continues to conduct field checks on the railway tracks to increase the security and ensure the safety of trains and their passengers. Head of KAI for Tanjung Karang Division, Suryawan Putrahya, on Monday said the observation tour from Pemanggilan Railway Station in Central Lampung to Sulu Suban Station was carried out in a bid to check the railway tracks. The field checks were carried out to monitor the conditions of the railway tracks and ensure that there was no damage in the railway track components. The KAI chief for Lampung Division said that the examinations were also intended to see and guarantee that there was no broken rail, cracked railway sleepers, and missing pendrels. He further added, any damage or missing components found could be repaired and replaced immediately. Escorted by Antara, Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi remarked, the government encouraged the use of local content for railway development projects. His side would also like to intensify domestic manufacturing industry in a bid to increase local content. The National Integration Forum of Karimun District in Riau Islands Province has raised a total funds amounting 330 million rupiah for the earthquake victims in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Based on the report of Antara, the funds were raised for 29 days since August 18 to September 15, 2018, and aided to the result of a charity auction at the closing ceremony of fundraising at Tanjung Balai Karimun National Building on Sunday. Karimun District Head Aunur Rafiq remarked in Tanjung Balai Karimun on Monday that the amount of fund collected reaches 27 million rupiah. Rafiq said the fundraising was carried out by the National Integration Forum and was fully supported by the local government by involving at least 24 associations. According to him, the fundraising was carried out in a coordinated manner up to the sub-district level and would be channeled through one door so that it was expected to reach the hands of those in need in Lombok. Rafiq expressed his gratitude to the National Integration Forum and all associations who had helped collecting the fund. The last item, at least 201 Indonesian students pursuing their bachelor studies at the Al-Azhar University, Egypt, received award from the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo. The award was an appreciation for their excellent academic achievement when pursuing their studies at the reputable Islamic university in the world. According to the written statement received by Radio Republik Indonesia, the award was given directly by Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt Helmi Fauzi in Nazar City, Cairo on Sunday, September 16. Besides certificates, the top students also obtained incentive fund. 16 students who gained the highest score received 700 Egyptian pounds or approximately equivalent to 563,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, 185 students who gained very satisfactory score received 500 Egyptian pounds or approximately 402,000 rupiah. Ambassador Helmi Fauzi expressed his pride on witnessing the Indonesian students' achievement in Egypt. According to him, gaining high academic achievement at Al-Azhar University is quite challenging, especially since students are required to have proficiency in Arabic language. Therefore, Ambassador Helmi encouraged Indonesian students to maintain this prodigious achievement. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia and Russia organize interfaith dialogue. Ministry of Youth and Sport trains anti-drug cadres. That was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is To Realize Peaceful and Democratic Elections. The democratic activity of the 2019 general election is inside. In total, there are 16 national political parties plus 4 local political parties in Aceh. There are participants in the 2019 election. This number increases from 2014 election of 12 national political parties and 3 local political parties. As for the pair of the presidential candidates and vice presidential candidate, it will be stipulated on September 20, 2018, concurrently with the determination of legislative candidates of the House of the Representatives DPR, Regional Representative Council DPRD, and Regional Representative Council DPD. The 2019 elections will take place simultaneously, namely legislative election and the election of the president and vice president, is held on the same date, 17 April 2019. The General Election Commission, KPU, as an organizer of the election in Indonesia, has prepared the stages that must be passed by both candidate legislative members, presidential and vice presidential candidates. These stages include registration of political parties, legislative candidates, pairs of presidential and vice presidential candidates up to the stages of the campaign and election. Of all the stages, one of the most anticipated by the participants of the elections and voters is the stages of the campaign. They will start on 23rd of September 2018. At this stage, the election participants, both legislative candidates and pairs of the presidential and vice presidential candidates, are to compete to promote this program to be selected in the 2019 election. In the campaign, both election participants and supporters are not uncommon use unhealthy methods such as black campaigns, which aims to bring down his political opponents. The method carried out in various ways, either through direct campaign or through communication media such as mass media and social media. To avoid this, various stakeholders held declaration of peaceful election in various cities in Indonesia. One of them was held at the Proclamation Monument, Menteng, Central Jakarta on Sunday, 16 September 2018. The declaration initiated by the Community Alliance Indonesia for the Peaceful Election is expected to inspire other regions to hold activities that sound peaceful elections. This declaration encourages election participants, both legislative candidates and presidential and vice presidential candidates, to avoid unethical ways to win the elections. Supporters and voters of the presidential candidate should not attack each other and expose black campaign, because it will only split the nation's unity. Indeed, the elections are held to choose a better future leader who can bring Indonesia to brighter future. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well listener, we start for an event on September 17, 1904, when Raden Ajeng Kartini passed away. Raden Ajeng Kartini, who passed away on September 17, 1904 at the age of 25 years, is Indonesian national figure. During her lifetime, Raden Ajeng Kartini was very happy to make friends. She had a lot of friends either in Indonesia or in Europe, especially from Netherlands, the nation that colonized Indonesia at the time. To her friends, she often expressed her heart about desire to improve women in Indonesia. To her friends, she often wrote letters which expressed her ideals on equal rights between women and men. After Kartini passed away, those letters were collected and publicized, becoming a book in the Dutch language entitled Door Duisternis Tot Licht, Out of That Comes Light. The book brought about major influence on encouraging the Indonesian women's improvement. To remind Kartini's service on Indonesian nation in the name of state, President Sukarno government issued Presidential Decree No. 108-1964 on May 2nd. 1964, that determined Kartini as national heroine, and also April 21st is commemorated as Kartini Day. The next event is that in 1945, Indonesian Red Cross was established by Hatta as the chairman. Indonesian Red Cross is an organization of national association in Indonesia which deals with social field of humanity. It always adheres to separate basic principles of the international movement of the Red Cross and Red Crescent. Their humanity, equality, voluntarism, independence, unity, neutrality, and universality. Until now, Indonesian Red Cross has existed in 33 provinces and around 408 branches in the city regional level throughout Indonesia. Indonesian Red Cross does not take sides with certain political, racial, ethnic, or religious groups. In its implementation, Indonesian Red Cross does not discriminate, but prioritizes victims that most need immediate help to save their lives. And the last event is about National Transportation Day. On April September 17, Transporters Indonesia commemorate National Transportation Day, or colloquially, HARHUPNAS. At the beginning, every state-owned enterprises of transportation sector has its own day to commemorate. The commemoration was carried out at relatively close days. As a consequence, this brought about inefficiency of time and cost. Finally, in 1971, through Minister of Transportation Decree No. 274-1971, on August 26, 1971, on National Transportation Day, the day of every state-owned enterprise of transportation sector was united, becoming National Transportation Day, which is commemorated every September 17th. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku. My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on the Asian Para Games preparation has reached 90%. After a great success in hosting the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta and Palembang, Indonesia will host the 2018 Asian Para Games multi-event. It is to be held in Jakarta from October 6 until 13, 2018. In the Asian Para Games, there are 18 sports to be competed and participated by 41 countries from Asia. Currently, the preparation of the organizing committee in Napgok has reached 90%, both in terms of technical system and volunteers. Especially for venues, it is targeted to be ready for use on September the 25th at the latest. One of them is the shooting venue that was built from beginning and requires adjustments for the Para Games athletes. Chairman of the INAPGOK, Raja Sabta Oktohari, after a plenary meeting at the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Kemenpora, Jakarta on Thursday, September the 13th, disclosed it to the press. Even so, he explained, because there was an acceleration request, they had to move quickly to complete the venue earlier than planned. This requires support from all parties so that it can run well. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi said that the 2018 Asian Para Games should not be underestimated because they are a series of Asian Games. Therefore, the event, which was held for the third time, must be carefully prepared to safeguard the dignity of the nation which previously successfully held the Asian Games. He said to prepare for the Asian Para Games, problems that arise before implementation must be mapped and dealt with together. He emphasized that it is not only in terms of budgeting but also acceleration and socialization. He hopes that INAPGOK will utilize all available media to socialize the event. The Minister of Youth and Sports added, as a form of equality between the Asian Games and Para Games, the bonus value prepared for medalist athletes was also the same. The requested bonus is 200 billion rupiahs in all, but 260 billion rupiahs has been prepared. Well, that was My Indonesia Today.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesia and Russia, two countries with multi-ethnic, culture and religious backgrounds, have organized an interfaith and media dialogue held at the Civic Center of the Russian Federation in Moscow. The Ministry of Youth and Sport, in cooperation with the Nusantara Village Young Generation Organization, is organizing anti-drug cadre training in 5 districts in Aceh Province. Legislative Committee of the International Council of Women established an action plan for the 3 years ahead at the 35th General Assembly in Yogyakarta on Sunday, September 16. Vice President of the International Council of Women, Christine Nock, from New Zealand, said that the action plan includes women's stages, sustainable development, prosperity, communication, and social issues. The General Election Commission, KPU, held a plenary meeting on Sunday to improve the final voters list DPT recapitulation as the result of the improvement nationally. State-owned railway operator PT Kereta Api Indonesia for Tanjung Karang Regional Division continues to conduct field checks on the railway tracks to increase the security and ensure the safety of trains and their passengers. The National Integration Forum of Kariman District in Riau Islands Province has raised a total funds amounting 330 million rupiah for the earthquake victims in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province. At least 201 Indonesian students pursuing their bachelor studies at the Al-Azhar University, Egypt, received award from the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo. The award was an appreciation for their excellent academic achievement when pursuing their studies at the reputable Islamic university in the world. Listener, there was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Pombo Island in Maluku. Stay tuned. Maluku is a province in Indonesia which covers certain part of Maluku Islands. Because the province consists of many islands, so the province has a lot of marine tourism potentials, such as beaches. One of them is Pombo Island, an unoccupied island that presents beautiful scenery of nature and undersea view. Listeners, Pombo Island is located at Salahutu District, Central Maluku Regency, between Ambon and Haruku Island. Pombo Island is a small one which is very beautiful. The island has around 4 kilometers wide. During trip to the island, you will see as if the island were floating alone at the sea. And white sand and clear sea water will make anybody who comes to the island amazed on its beauty. Pombo Island is mentioned as a new snorkeling and diving spot, which attracts many divers, either domestic or abroad. When diving to the bottom of the sea, you will see a wealth of marine biota, starting from fish, shell, seaweed, until coral reef in various kinds of unique forms. Listeners, the undersea view of Pombo Island is very amazing, and the land of the island is also enchanting. You can go around the island for 1 hour. During going around the island, you can find endemic animals of the island, namely Pombo birds and some other birds. The beauty of the island is quite amazing when low tide. The new land, which was previously shallow, begins to be seen and it changes to be sand which forms land. Listeners, the island only has a distance around 5 kilometers from the capital city of Maluku, Ambon. To get access to the island, you can use public transportation from Ambon City for 1 hour to Tulehu. Thus, from the seaport, you can use speedboat for 10 minutes to Pombo Island. In the island, there is no lodging. Usually, the island is also used as camping ground because its atmosphere is very suitable to set tent. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Pombo Island in Maluku. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. A lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Berwisata ke Pantai Parang Tritis, or in English, Traveling to Parang Tritis Beach. Stay tuned. Next, I will give you an example of conversation about berwisata ke Pantai Parang Tritis, or in English, traveling to Parang Tritis Beach. Tony and Joko's family are traveling to Parang Tritis Beach.
Permisi, Mbak. Permainan apa saja yang ada di sini?
Di sini hanya ada para layang, ATV, dan selancar.
Ada yang lain?
Tidak ada. Tapi Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman.
Baik, makasih ya.
After the conversation, I will introduce some expressions related to the topic today, berwisata ke Pantai Parang Tritis, or in English, traveling to Parang Tritis Beach. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Permisi. Permisi in English, excuse me. Permainan apa yang ada di sini? Permainan apa yang ada di sini? In English, what games are available here? Di sini hanya ada para layang, ATV, dan selancar. In English, there are several games here, such as paragliding, ATV, and surfing. Ada yang lain? Ada yang lain? In English, are there any other? Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman. Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman. In English, you can see the beach while riding delman. In a dialogue, you listen to Tony ask Joko, permainan apa saja yang ada di sini? In English, what games are available here? The expression apa saja is usually used to get information about kind, type, name, list, or characteristic of something. For example, pantai apa saja yang ada di Jogja? Pantai apa saja yang ada di Jogja? In English, what beaches are available in Jogja? Fasilitas apa saja yang disediakan hotel? Fasilitas apa saja yang disediakan hotel? In English, are there any facilities at the hotel? Listener, if you want to ensure are there any facilities that may not be mentioned yet, you can ask the receptionist, ada yang lain? Or ada lagi? In English, are there any other? For examples, I say, di Jogja ada Pantai Parangtritis, Pantai Drini, dan Pantai Jogan. In English, there are Parangtritis, Drini, and Jogan beaches in Jogja. You can say, ada lagi? The answer will be, banyak pantai di sini, tetapi saya tidak ingat semua. Banyak pantai di sini, tetapi saya tidak ingat semua. In English, there's so many beaches here, but I forget the name. Next, in the dialogue you heard, and Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman. The word sambil is a conjunctive which is usually used to describe two works conducted on the same occasion. For example, saya melihat matahari terbenam sambil makan jagung bakar. In English, I saw the sunset while eating roasted corn. Dia makan sambil menonton televisi. In English, he eats while watching television. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Permisi Mbak, permainan apa saja yang ada di sini?
Di sini hanya ada para layang, ATV, dan selancar.
Ada yang lain?
Tidak ada, tapi Anda bisa melihat pantai sambil naik delman.
Baik, makasih ya.
Listener, the exercise for today is to describe the disease you have suffered by mentioning name of the disease, when, how long have you been sick, where did you take for treatment, and etc. For example, nama saya Danu, saya pernah sakit gigi 2 bulan yang lalu selama 2 minggu. Saya merasa pusing dan berobat di rumah sakit Medika. Saya harus minum obat 3 kali sehari. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we'll bring you some beautiful keroncong songs performed by Indonesian talented singer Didi Kempot. To initiate our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the first song entitled Sampul Surat. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
is the song sample surat by Didi Kempot. This song is one of the original Kroncong songs composed by Ismail Marzuki during the Indonesian struggle of independence. In that era, the type of Kroncong music developed and gained a place among the Indonesian community, especially the music lovers. The song Sampul Surat tells about someone who received a long-awaited letter, but she or he is disappointed they're only a cover, even though the envelope is kept as a memory during the life. That was the story of the song Sampul Surat by Didi Prasetyo, or better known as Didi Kempot. Besides being good in singing Kroncong, the man who was born in Surakarta or Solo, Central Java, better known as the Campursari singer, the pride of Solo City. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Sepanjang Jalan Kenangan. Happy listening.
Oh,
You've just listened to the song Sepanjang Jalan Kenangan by Didi Kempot. This song was composed by Arianto with pop genre and firstly popularized by Teti Kadi in 1960s. This song then brought by Didi Kempot with Kroncong genre. It tells about someone who tried to repeat the memories in the past. Listener, as one of the renowned Campursari singers of Solo, Didi Kempot is not only known in the country but also abroad. Didi was the most popular singer in Suriname. He won several times the National Music Prize of Suriname. As it is known, there are quite a lot of Javanese people in Suriname. Besides singing in Indonesian and Javanese, Didi also sometimes performs the Dutch songs or Suriname national language. Listener, coming up next, the last two songs entitled Apa Salah dan Dosaku and Mengapa Harus Jumpa, sung by Didi Kempot. The songs will end our music corner for today. Happy listening and see you on the next edition of Music Corner. Bye for now.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.